Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show focused on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. For over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. We have relationships with anything and everything in our lives, and how we relate with every one of them makes all the difference. Today's relationship has to do with, with my approach related to the fields of energy between people. For us to master any conflict related to those fields, we need to understand the invisible influences of how energy impacts relationships. I'll start by asking, what makes a relationship? A relationship is formed when we have a connection or association between us and someone else. Our connection brings up different thoughts, ranges of emotions, interactions, and shared experiences. Because today's topic involves energetic fields, I also want to add, everyone is made up of very intelligent waves of energy. Energetic waves are always in motion and are influenced by all other energies in the universe and beyond. Energetic vibrations don't only exist in people, they also exist in relationships. My unique approach has to do with having three fields of energy in every relationship, regardless of what that relationship is. There's field A, field B, and the energy between the two, which we'll call field C. When there's two people, there's my energy, field A, there's your energy, field B, and then there's the energy between us, field C. Now, field C is all about the relationship and how we relate with each other. My energy influences yours, and your energy influences mine. Now, saying that another way, how we relate is impacting field C, which is the energy between us. Why do we want to know that? Because from a personal point of view, whatever we do in our daily lives impacts others around us. Whatever they do in their lives impacts us. Think of it this way. Let's say for 2 years we've been working as a filing clerk for an insurance company. People get to know us as the filing clerk and relate to us in that manner. We get a promotion within the same department, and now we're working under the title of being a processing clerk. Instead of filing, we're now making changes to insurance policies. Just by the nature of the change in jobs, our relationships change. We've made the change, which not only impacts us, but impacts everyone in the company. People relate with us differently. Or here's another example. We've been working for a company for 10 years. The company downsizes and we're forced to retire early. Every one of our relationships is impacted by the change we're experiencing. You see, how we relate with someone is influenced by what we do or don't do, by what we think and feel about them. If we think someone is lazy and doesn't care about others, that kind of energy impacts what we think of them and how we treat them. Not only that, it impacts how the relationship continues to unfold. If we think highly of someone and respect them for the great things they're doing, we'll treat them accordingly, and chances are the relationship will be cherished and grow abundantly. Now, that same principle also applies in the relationship with people like our spouse or partner, our family, friends, and more. If we start to have problems and see them differently, or start to think negatively of them, our thoughts and feelings towards them reflect those changes. We won't be as caring. We'll treat them less kindly depending on what changed. This impacts the energetic fields, us, them, and our relationship between the two of us. Now, if we're all doing things like that, reflecting less caring and less kindness, when we think about this on a greater scale, how much conflict would be created among people making changes like that? Give that a thought today. If we're only making that kind of change with our spouse, if everybody's making that kind of change with their spouse, there's going to be less kindness, there's going to be less caring. Again, that's on a global scale. So today I invite you to think of the different people you interact with during your day. What would the energy feel like between you and someone you enjoy being with? Think about that. That energy would be very different from being with someone you can't stand to be around. This whole concept proves that we feel and are impacted by energetic waves. Yes, we're aware of relationships that feel good to be around, and we're aware of relationships that cause conflict. The energetic fields between two or more people fluctuate based on who it is and what is or isn't happening at the time. Now let's go a little further. We want to do some home renovations. The kitchen is looking a bit outdated and we'd like to spruce it up a bit. Well, our partner doesn't think we have enough money to do the renos and tries to put the project on hold. We're not okay to wait. We get upset and now the arguing begins. There's our energy, which wants to move forward with the renos. There's the energy of our partner who wants to leave things as they are. The third field of energy exists between us, and in this moment of time, that energy is made up of conflicting vibrational waves. I want to highlight something here. In arguments, pretty easy to argue saying things like, you never want to do what I want. You always think we don't have enough money. You're never happy with what we've got. Out of our mouths come words we use to make a stand for what we want. And behind or underneath, whichever word we want to use, behind those words is the unrest we're actually feeling. Remember, the unrest won't be about what's immediately in front of us. It'll be about what's underneath our conflicting words. Also, the argument in this case is about the renos, not about either one of us. It's not about me wanting to do renos, and it's not about our spouse wanting to wait. The argument is about the renos. But we tend to get personal and we start pointing fingers and say it's about no money and it's about when we have some kind of unrest inside, that unrest vibrates within us and vibrates within the relationship itself. What we think and feel in relation to our unrest impacts how we interact with the other person. It's the relationship itself which actually presents us with opportunities to learn, grow, and heal. Why? Because how we proceed through the interaction between us and another person is what guides us inside where we can choose to heal and resolve our unrest. How will we know? Our awareness helps us to know. There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Now, this is also important to recognize, and I want you to hear this. When our unrest is healed and resolved, our vibrations change within us, that's field A, which then impacts the vibrating energetic field between both of us, field C. Now, this means healing naturally takes place within the other person, and that's field B. Now, I'll use this example of my mom and I. My mom loves me, and there's no doubt in my mind. When I'm upset with her, which does happen, I just want you to know I am human, my energy field vibrates the upset. Her energy field vibrates the love. And then there's the energy between us, which has both the upset and love waves vibrating together, if I could just say it that way. Does she have to change for the energy field between us to change? I personally feel the answer is no. She's the one vibrating the love between us. If I want the energy to change, I need to heal and resolve the unrest causing my upset. And when I do, my energy field changes, and the energy between us naturally changes as well. It doesn't end there. What do you think my relationship would be like now that I feel differently about my mom? I'm serious. What do you think? I now have much more love and grace and kindness towards her, which I very much have experienced with my mom, with myself, and with every other relationship I come in contact with. This is that powerful. In the world around us, think of how many relationships exist where people have conflict with others, and the other people aren't even aware of the conflict. This is totally real. Let's say we have a coworker in the next cubicle to us. When they talk on the phone, we hear them and we don't like what they say. Over time, we start to get agitated when we hear their voice. That person has no idea we feel like that. And in the relationship between us and that other person, who is the one that has the unrest? We do. Who needs to heal and resolve their unrest? We do. If I could point something out right now, society's approach to dealing with things like this is such that when we're upset about what someone does or doesn't do, that someone needs to change the things that upset us so we no longer get upset. Personally, I feel that approach doesn't correct the problem at hand. Why? Because doing things that way only keeps the unrest alive in the people complaining, and maybe even awakens unrest in others when they're told they need to stop upsetting people. That may not be what's happening at all. Play with that thought. My unique approach has to do with healing and resolving our own unrest, our own upset, which now changes our energetic field and the energetic field between us and the other person. This results in positive changes for all. When we're irritated with or have conflict with another human being, we have total control over our energy field, and we totally influence the energy between us and the other human being. If we want that relationship to change, We heal and resolve whatever our part is in the conflict, resulting in the energy between us changing. How will we know it changed? Well, we'll absolutely know there's a change just by the fact that we no longer have conflict inside of us. Let me say that again. When we change inside, we're vibrating differently, impacting every one of our relationships. And that's no exaggeration, my listeners. That's no exaggeration. Why? Because we don't just heal something inside and it only impacts one person. Not at all. We heal and that vibration affects every other vibration in the universe. And if I could add, when others heal within themselves, the same applies to them and their vibrations in relation to us. Now, think about this. If we have a relationship with our sibling where we love them just as they are, and yet they still resent us for something we did as children, what has to change in order for our relationship to heal? This is important to hear. Do we need to beg them for forgiveness? Do we need to suck up to them so they like us more? Of course not. There'll be people in our lives who won't love us for whatever reason. Doesn't always mean we're the problem. Not at all. Sometimes we just need to accept others for where they're at and continue to move forward loving them just as they are. And sometimes the changes that need to take place in relationships are out of our control and have to be facilitated by the divine creator. Would you like another example? Okay, let's say we get angry when our partner stays out late at night, and every time they do, we end up fighting with them. We've got unrest vibrating inside of us, which affects what we think and feel, which then impacts our interactions, causing unrest in our relationship. When we heal and resolve our unrest, our thoughts and feelings change, and we no longer get angry when our partner stays out late. Why? Because our energetic vibrations changed in us, impacting the vibrational field between the two of us. Our relationship can't help but change naturally based on what we've healed inside. And if I could add, if only one person does healing work in a relationship, that healing work naturally impacts everyone involved, whether they know it or not. Now, let's go in a different direction. The following examples may not be something you've considered before. So here we go. What we do or don't do impacts everyone in our household, especially when we're making changes. Have you ever thought about that? If we make changes, if our children make changes, if our spouse makes changes, each one of us impacts and is impacted by each other. How? Consider this example. Let's say we've decided we need to lose a few pounds, so we're going to eat healthier. We're choosing to eat more salads and cut back on the carbs. And, you know, not only that, we're going to have a whole less bunch of junk around. So, no, we're not going to have junk food around. Making those kinds of changes means shopping is different, food prep, serving meals, snack time, are all different as well. Do you think that would impact others in your house? Of course it would, especially if we're the grocery shopper, we prepare the meals, and so on. Energetically, we can't make changes without them impacting everyone around us. And please know This isn't about doing or not doing things. This is about our awareness. So if we make changes and the people around us fight back in some way, or if I could say there's conflict in relation to the changes, it's our awareness that gives us the grace to move through the changes regardless of how much conflict there is. Going further, let's say our spouse finds out they unexpectedly need to work overtime. We had plans for a family outing tonight. Or someone in the household suddenly has a health crisis to deal with. We had a holiday booked and we were set to go within 2 weeks. Do you think those things would impact everyone? You bet they would, in more ways than we can imagine. Now, what I'm about to share is another powerful concept impacting others around us. If we're going through a personal crisis of some kind, struggling through something very difficult for us, we'll experience times when we have to sit in our own stuff. In other words, we cry more than normal, and or we close down and go inside with the intention to heal and resolve our unrest. Now, this can be problematic for people around us, especially if they don't like seeing us go through something like that. Why? Because, again, what we do impacts others around us. And from my personal experience, when I'm moving through unrest of some kind, it can be pretty ugly at times. I'll be crying, irritable, unsettled, whatever words we want to use, it's not pretty. Sitting in that kind of energy doesn't feel good for me, let alone feel good for my husband who's here with me. For him, he feels helpless, not knowing what he can do for me. I remind him that what I'm experiencing isn't about him. It's about what I'm dealing with inside. Now hear this. When my unrest has been healed, both him and I are rewarded beyond measure. I've had experiences where our relationships become stronger, more full of love and grace. And yes, that impacts not only all three of our energetic fields in the relationship, but everyone we both interact with. Why? Because something has shifted. So how do others impact us? I'll share my experience of when my husband first retired. He didn't want to work. People asked him to work for them, and he kept telling them he didn't want to work. I heard those words so often in his first year of retiring, and believe it or not, I myself ended up going through a phase where I didn't want to work. I struggled and couldn't understand what was going on inside of me. I love the work I do. I asked my divine to help me see what was taking place in and around me. One day, I was walking into the kitchen where my husband was having a conversation with his friend. He was telling him he didn't want to work. Bingo! There it was for me. What he was doing and not doing was in fact impacting me in ways I hadn't even realized, just by the repetition of his words. What others do impacts us, and what we do impacts them. Having awareness does make a difference in how we move through the different experiences we have in our lives. Well, think of being part of a group text. Those are more and more happening every day. Things that are shared, well, and communicated in the group impact everyone who reads them. For example, I'm part of a texting group with my siblings. Our mom recently was in the hospital, and we all use the group text to update each other. Now, depending on what our relationships are like, impacts how we relate within that group. Each sibling experiences things unique to them based on what we are or aren't dealing with when any information is shared. Talking about groups, here's something else to consider. Have you ever noticed how a whole group of people can get together, an issue surfaces in the group, and everyone acts or reacts differently? Let me give you this example. Let's say we come from a family of five people. There's two brothers and three sisters along with our mom and dad. We all go out for supper. We're celebrating mom and dad's anniversary of 31 years. Well, during supper, our brother Carl gets drinking quite a bit and starts to get a little loud at the table. Accidentally, he knocks his drink over and it spills onto the lap of Sister Joan. She's upset because her clothes are wet and feels she should leave. What a mess. Well, Sister Martha, she gets upset because the spilled drink probably ruined Joan's dress and is now concerned about the financial burden that puts her in. Brother Frank, he leaves because he wants nothing to do with this family drama. And Sister Carol starts yelling at Carl, who's now drunk, telling him he shouldn't be drinking all the time. It's hurting the family. We're watching the unfolding of everything and try to keep things under control. Mom and Dad don't know what to think. What I want to show you through that example. Yes, we're all part of the group. And what happens in the group impacts each one of us individually based on things like the roles we play in the group, based on any reactions that surface, and also based on the unrest each one of us has related to what we're experiencing. Now, each new experience is different. In other words, no two experiences are the same, no matter how hard we try to make them that. Based on what we're, well, where we're at in our lives, based on who's part of the group, based on the dynamics of the group, and so much more impact what goes on. Today we react, tomorrow we don't. Today we can sit back and watch, tomorrow we get up and take control. This, again, is all about awareness of the invisible influences that impact every situation we're a part of. When it comes to relationships, there's three energetic fields, two independent vibrational fields, along with one joint field vibrating between the two. Conflict surfaces, impacting relationships. Healing takes place, impacting relationships. This happens to us, and it also happens for every human being in the neighbor, in the universe. Yes, we need to be aware of what's going on inside of us, taking into account our thoughts, feelings, and physical body sensations. Yes, we need to be aware of what's happening outside of us, taking into account the people, things, and situations we find ourselves in. Why? Because all of those create unique experiences and offer learning and growing for each person involved. Within ourselves, responsible for our unrest, we're responsible for our healing, which inevitably helps us learn and grow as individuals as directed by our own soul. There's no right or wrong, good nor bad. There's only awareness. Give that a thought today. In this show, I focused on talking about the three fields of energy and the relationships we have with others. Going forward, I'm going to shine a light on a very important element in life. Next week's show focuses on the details related to awareness. You'll want to hear that. If you want to learn more about topics like this one, check out my best-selling book, Relatefully. If you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. I do private and group sessions focused on healing and relationships of all kinds. I wish you much wonderment and joy as you move forward mastering the inner conflict within your whole being.